Today on Sports Card Investor, 12 things I love and hate about Fanatics shoving out Topps and Panini from the production of sports cards, plus my predictions on what this means for the value of cards in the year ahead. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to the end of what has been perhaps the wildest week in the history of the sports card hobby. With the news of eBay and PWCC breaking up, and then the bombshell about Fanatics getting the exclusive license to football cards, baseball cards, and basketball cards in the years to come and pulling that away from Topps and Panini, it has been a week like no other. And there's a lot of things I love about it, and there's a lot of things I hate about it. And I got some strong thoughts about where we're going. I'm going to give that to you right now. But first, let me remind you, this episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with Price Guide Beta within the eBay app and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. By now, I'm sure you've read the news. I'm sure you've heard the details of Fanatics shoving Topps and Panini out of their licenses to produce baseball cards, football cards, and basketball cards in the future. If you need to get caught up on the details, they're on our sportscardinvestor.com website. You can go read it there. Also follow us on Sports Card Investor on Instagram and Sports Card INV on Twitter, where we are breaking news the moment that we have it on this whole situation. I'm not going to go into the details here because I'm assuming you've read them, but there is one particular element of interest, and that is that this doesn't take effect in terms of Fanatics actually producing these cards and Topps and Panini ceasing to produce these cards. This doesn't take effect for some time. We are years out from that change actually taking place. However, even though we're years out, I think there could be some very real impacts on the sports card hobby now and over the course of the next year. So don't sleep on the fact that although this news is far away, some things could be changing as a result of this news in the near future, and I'm gonna talk about that today. There are things that I love about this, and there are things that I hate about this. And I've also got some strong views on what this means for your investment and my investment in sports cards today. So let's jump right in. Here are the 12 things I love and hate about this news. Number one, I love big money being invested in the sports card hobby. I love the fact that Fanatics is writing a massive, massive, massive check to all of the sports leagues to make this happen. And I love the fact that the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball reportedly will have ownership in this new venture to create sports cards alongside Fanatics. Why do I love all of that? Because money and ownership from the leagues means attention. It means promotion. It means advertising. If the NFL owns part of this, which they reportedly do, then guess what you're going to see during Sunday football games when you watch them in the future? You're going to see the NFL hyping trading cards during their broadcast, during possibly in stadiums. That's going to become much more of a thing. The fact that Fanatics is putting this much money into it means that Fanatics is extremely bullish on the long-term future of the sports card hobby. The fact that they're willing to put this much money at risk. To me, that is all something really, really strongly to love. I think sports cards are gonna be in a much better spot than they are today, 10 or 15 years from now, once all of this is really, really taken hold. But number two, I hate, the fact that this could lead to overprinting. in the next few years. I am really worried about how Topps and Panini are going to react to this news. If they're not going to be producing cards a few years out, then what do you think they're going to do for the next few years? They are probably going to try to squeeze every possible dollar of profit that they can make out of the sports card hobby because they don't care about the long term of it anymore. And I'm making presumptions here. There are good people at Topps and there are good people at Panini. We've got great relationships with both of them. And I am hopeful that Topps and Panini will have a great transition out and leave the sports card hobby in a really great shape. But I also know the business side of things. And the business side of things is that if you see a cliff coming, you make every dollar you possibly can before you drive off that cliff. And Panini and Topps now see a cliff coming. That could be a bad thing for the sports card hobby in the next few years if they're just running those printing presses or finding other ways to just pull more and more money out of sports cards. I also hate the fact that this could stifle innovation. What reason at this point? Why would Panini or Topps invest more money in creating really innovative new products over the next few years or improving the quality of their products if they see that cliff coming? That's something that I really hate about this news coming out now. Number three, I love the fact that Fanatics now has years to strategize and think critically about how to approach the sports card hobby when they start producing these cards. They have plenty of time to think about how they could maybe solve some of the problems that we face today. Could they solve problems around quality control? Could they solve problems around customer service? Could they solve the issue of overprinting? Could they solve the fact that we need kids in the hobby and therefore certain products have to be cheap and accessible to kids, but at the same time, the investor type of products, the products that investors really want to buy and hold on to, we need that not to be overprinted and to be scarce. Could they solve for all of these things? They certainly have the time now to think critically about all of this and to try to figure these things out. So I am thankful that they have that time. It's difficult for Panini and Topps while they are driving the ship to also turn the ship to take, you know, to respond to changing tides in the waters. It's a difficult thing to do when you're pushing a company forward hard to also make significant changes to the strategy of the company at the same time. Fanatics has the luxury of rethinking all of their strategies and hopefully coming out with a really great game plan that will be better for the hobby in the long run. Number four, I hate the fact that this could potentially be the death of retail and possibly even have really bad impacts on local card shops. And look, I don't know this for sure. Fanatics may have a great plan to actually expand retail. I don't know. But what I do know is that Fanatics has made almost all of their money from direct-to-consumer sales. Fanatics has a powerful website and a powerful online network that powers the merchandise, the memorabilia sales for many universities and teams all over the globe, and they make most of their money online. So when they approach the card market, aren't they gonna think online first? They probably will. Are they gonna care about retail? Are they gonna care about the local card shops? Will that even be a thing? Or are they gonna put all of the emphasis on online sales? I don't know for sure, but if I were a retailer or a local card shop, I would be a bit concerned about this news. Number five, I love the fact that this could actually make Topps and Panini focus a lot more on soccer cards, and it could be a big boom for the soccer card market. The winner in all of this might be soccer card investors, because now you have Panini and Topps seeing that there is a cliff for the production of baseball cards, football cards, and basketball cards, but they also make soccer cards. Don't be surprised if they start putting all of their innovation, all of their best designers, all of their emphasis, if they move that over to soccer cards in the next few years, and if their long-term focus is that they want soccer cards to become as big or bigger than baseball, football, and basketball cards, don't be surprised if that's the strategy they take. It could be a great investment opportunity for soccer cards now as a result. UFC, F1, and other products like that that Panini and Topps are involved with that they haven't lost the licenses for, those are good things to be watching closely as well. Number six, I hate the talent exodus that Topps and Panini could now face in the years ahead. Because look, Topps and Panini have many, many great employees. We are friends with many of them here at Sports Card Investor. We're fans of those companies. But if you are working at Topps or Panini and you are getting closer to this cliff of your licenses going away, aren't you gonna start maybe looking around a little bit or saying, what's my future? Are you gonna be applying for jobs at Fanatics? So this could mean that Topps and Panini, unfortunately, could lose some of their really good people over the next few years. They could lose some of their best designers. They could lose some of their best, you know, business thinkers or creative minds. What does that mean for the quality of cards that are gonna get produced between now and when this cliff actually is reached? It may not be a great thing. Number seven, I love the fact that a champion of the hobby, Josh Luber, the founder of StockX, is reportedly heading this new venture for Fanatics. It is good to have somebody who truly loves the hobby and truly cares about sports cards and has a strong vision for the future of sports cards and how sports cards should be an investment asset, an asset that can be bought and sold and traded in a lot of different ways. He's got a strong vision for it. And I like the fact he's now in charge. The same way that I like the fact that Nat Turner, a longtime collector, someone who really gets the hobby, is in charge of PSA. I think if you have people who have a true passion for sports cards that are leading the big companies in the sports card space, that's a great thing. Josh has that passion. I'm excited to see what he does with this venture. Number eight, I hate the fact that this is now creating a monopoly. Fanatics is theoretically going to have a monopoly over football cards, basketball cards, and baseball cards. And generally in business, when there's a monopoly, the consumer loses. It's a bad thing for innovation. Competition is healthy. Competition is good for every market. Competition makes everybody better. And if there isn't any competition, because Fanatics has it all locked up by themselves, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all. Number nine, I love the fact that this could be an improvement for quality control and for customer service. Because let's be honest, the card companies today, and particularly Panini, but Topps too, suffer from challenges when it comes to quality control and customer service. Fanatics is a much larger company. Will Fanatics be able to bring better quality control and better customer service to the table? I would like to think so. Now, some of you may disagree with me out there, because one thing that I have heard in the comments is that Fanatics has quality control and customer service challenges of their own when it comes to sports memorabilia sales. So maybe they won't be the savior here that I am hoping for. But I hope with enough time to plan that Fanatics will have a good plan for quality control and customer service, and that could improve things in the hobby. Number 10, I hate how dealer relationships, local card shop relationships could be affected because of this. I know many, many, many dealers, many local card shop owners. They have spent years building their relationships with Panini and Topps. They have spent years investing in those relationships and getting those exclusive direct licenses, which are really difficult to get. Having those direct licenses with Panini and Topps is the lifeblood of a lot of local card shops' businesses. Now that will eventually go away and they will be forced to create new relationships with Fanatics. And what are Fanatics' programs going to look like? How are they going to support the local card shops? Will it still be a difficult to get into thing? Are they going to open up the floodgates? Of course, none of us know. This is way too early for any of those decisions to be made. But I would be worried if I was a dealer, if I was a local card shop that had invested all of that money, all of that time into my Panini and Topps relationships. And then someday in the not too distant future, it's all going to change. Number 11, I love the fact that the hobby has gone through this before and came out stronger. Don't forget the fact that Panini has only been making sports cards in the US for 12 years. Many of you may think like, oh, well, Panini's been here forever, because since you've gotten back into the hobby, Panini's been the big name in basketball and football cards. But Panini has only been making sports cards in the US for 12 years. Prior to that, they were making stickers. They have a long history of making stickers. But sports cards in the US, it's been more of a recent thing, and they've only had the exclusive licenses for 9 years. When they took those licenses away from Topps 9 years ago, there was a lot of concern in the sports card industry. Well, here we are to get to, again, only 9 years later, where these licensing situations are starting to change. The hobby has been through this before. It came out stronger, or at least many would say stronger as a result. Now the hobby's going through it again, but there is history here, and the history says when all the smoke is cleared, things will probably turn out well. Number 12, I hate the loss of tradition, particularly with Topps. Topps has been producing baseball cards for 70 years. When you think of baseball, you think of Topps. Those two companies are so intertwined. Baseball as a game has changed so much over the last 70 years, but there's been one constant, and that constant has been Topps every single year, creating those baseball card releases. It's something that we grew up on. When I was a collector as a kid, I have binders full. I still have literal binders and bins full of 1987 Topps, 1988 Topps, 1989 Topps, 1990 Topps. I've got so many of those cards still. Topps was such a part of my childhood. It was the big way that I got into the hobby to begin with. It's sad to think that after more than 70 years that is going to change. It is a shift in tradition, and it's one that hurts. It hurts as a collector that has been collecting Topps products for so many years. And even with Panini, even though they've only come on the scene recently, I have grown a love for a lot of Panini's products. I really love Prism. I really love Select, even though, as you know, I'm mad that they've started overprinting it now. But traditionally, Prism, Select, and I'm a sucker for Flawless and National Treasures, Immaculate, all that high-end stuff. I love how Panini does it with the design on many of those cards. It's sad to me that so much will soon change. Okay, so here's my prediction, though, on what all of this means as a sports card investor. I think for the next few years, there is going to be some shakiness. There is going to be some market uncertainty. I do think it is possible that Panini and Topps might overprint. I think that people may get weary of investing in sports cards for the new stuff coming out in the next few years around fear that that's going to continue to escalate and happen. I also think as we get close to the licenses ending and Fanatics taking over, there's going to be market uncertainty. You may see cards being sold off. The market may have jumps up and jumps down. This could be a volatile next few years for the sports card hobby. However, I also think it is an absolutely great thing for the long term. And I strongly predict that the cards that you have today are going to be worth significantly more. If they're the key cards, if they're not overprinted, if they're the key cards of the GOATs, those cards are going to be worth significantly more in 10 years than they are today. I think when Major League Baseball, when the NFL, and when the NBA really start promoting sports cards, which they should, they will, because they will have ownership in this deal with Fanatics. And when all of Fanatics' marketing money comes into the sports card hobby, and when you start seeing commercials during games, during regular shows on TV, all over ESPN for the new sports card releases, which you will see 5 years, 6 years, 7 years from now, when Fanatics is really in this, I think that is going to cause the whole sports card market to heat right back up again and things really, really rise. I think 10 years from now, the sports card market is multitudes bigger than it is today. So for the long term, I am extremely bullish and excited on where all of this is heading. And even though there's some things I hate about it, which I told you about today, If I look 10 years out, there is a lot to love about this. And overall, for that reason, I'm excited about this news. Keep a close eye over the next few years on what's being printed, what is investable, what's not. Do your homework. Of course, our products here at Sports Card Investor, like Market Movers, are going to be set up to help you do that, closely tracking population counts, closely tracking the price movements of both cards and sealed wax. By the way, we just added sealed wax tracking into our Market Movers desktop program, and it is awesome. You can, of course, check all of that out by going to marketmoversapp.com. Keep a close eye on the market. Make smart, savvy decisions. But the important cards that you're currently holding, I would be bullish. I am personally bullish on where the value of those cards and the sports card hobby overall is going to be 10 years from now. Guys, what do you think of my opinions today? Sound off in the comments below. I would love to hear your opinions as well. And please hit that subscribe button and that bell icon so we can continue to bring you news on all of this as it occurs. Hit that subscribe button and that bell icon right now. I appreciate you watching. I look forward to reading what you have to say. And we'll see you again in a couple of days with our next episode. Take care.